I met a drunkard on a trail one night. He pulled a long blade on me, a machete. He said, I'm gonna kill you, gringo. I said, you can't kill me. All you are is a drunkard. You are of a puny God. You have no power. Once the power of the God in you diminishes, you lose all your resources. I go to bed with mine. I wake up with mine. I'm never diminished.
God is great. God is great. God is great and above all. God is great. God is great. God is great and above all gods, He is Lord. He is Lord.
He threw the knife down, fell on the ground, and got born again. He went home sober. That's how you start churches. I trained that man to be a hero.
God is great.
He was an Aztec Indian. He still is.
God is great.
He's a good friend of mine.
God is great and above all.
Let's get back to this hero business. There was a monsoon rain came, brought in a couple of hurricanes on top of us. This Aztec Indian, what was used to be a drunkard, not good for nothing. Less useless than anything. Till he met up with the Holy Ghost. And then God now has created in him a warrior spirit. If anybody's going to pray for me besides Miss Hogan, it'll be him. Rains came, floods came. He took his family to high ground. This is amazing what I'm fixing to tell you. His wife remembered a little grandma lived below them. He went down into the flood to her house, found her clinging to a rafter, got her out of that flooded home. That means it's a stick-walled house with grass roof. Started walking with her through the water. Way up on him, saving her. He's a hero. That's what heroes do. They save people. They don't sit around and make excuses and order an extra piece of pizza. On the way out, he stepped on a thorn, went through his foot, They're called bullthorns where I live. They go up to 4 inches long and they're very poisonous. He saved her life, but got gangrene. He went to the doctor. After much prayer was offered for it, they amputated his foot. Sad story. That's what happens to heroes. But let's hear the rest of the story before we make our adjustments on our situation. Like I told y'all, the women don't have the right to approach me singly. This woman disobeyed protocol again. Got on a bus. Her husband's got an amputated leg. Left him in the hospital. Came to my house. Yes, ma'am, what I do for you? I need you, Brother David. My husband's hurt. All right. I got my things, got my wife. We got her in the truck. We went to the hospital. I walked in there. There's a man laying there, my friend. I heard the whole story. I see him. He don't have a foot. His wife sitting there patting him on the leg, just looking at me. I said, yes, ma'am, what do you want? Well, it's like this. He's our livelihood. I got to have a new foot. The other foot was given to the Holy Ghost. I figure he won't mind giving us another one. I just looked at her. Finally, I got up the courage to ask her something. I said, where'd you get that kind of gospel? From you? I said, well, then we have to appropriate this foot, then, don't we? The doctor came in there and took the bandage off. I laid my hand on that stump in the name of Jesus. I command you to grow a new foot in Jesus' name. Now, there's lots of intelligence running around here. I feel it bombarding me right now. It's trying to inform me just how that cannot happen. How that we are not lizards and we can't grow new tails when we lose them. That's a true statement. Unless you know somebody that breaks natural law at his will. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Joy of the Lord. Great joy in the city. What you need is joy. It is a stronghold of God that cannot be defeated. It is the strength of heaven that will never, never see defeat.
She's great and above
all. I looked at her, I said, what else you need? Nothing. When are you coming back to see us? But I'll be here in 3 days. Okay. I went back. They weren't at the hospital. I went to their house in the village. I moved the banana leaves. There was a little bitty bone sticking out that sliced off leg. I said, where'd that come from? We don't know. It just started growing on its own. I said, that's a good idea. Let's touch him again. We laid our hands on him and said, thank you, God, for this little bit of a bone. That's not enough, but we're still happy about it. I went back 5 days later. There was a larger bone. Prayed some more. Went back another week later. There was a foot without no tendons. It was just a skeleton sticking out there. I said, where is this coming from? They said, we don't know. We just moved the banana leaves and new stuff is there. I got to see that man grow a new foot, tendons, ligaments, muscles, toenails, skin. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! That last time I went out there, I was wanting to see the end results, of course. I go there, he's not there. Have a seat, Brother Hogan. All right. They brought a table, filled it up with food. Oh, Lord, here we go. I started eating. I ate more than I could. Directly, he comes walking in. Now watch. Stuck his new foot up on that table with me. I said, how's it work? He said, it works fine. I said, you need any adjustments? He said, no. I reached over there. I just had to. It was brand new. God just made it. It needed me to touch it. Brand new toes. I like touching brand new toes. Don't matter if they mine or not.
Angels singing around the throne. Angels sing. Angels sing. Just singing around the world.